愿大家平安。
May peace be with all.
今天要根据约伯记第二章跟大家来学习持守信仰的纯正。
Today we're going to learn from the book of Job chapter 2, holding fast to the integrity of faith.
为什么这个题目非常重要？
Why is this topic very important?
我们下个礼拜美国的教会会开全国教会会议 NCC。
Next week there will be an NCC national conference.
那根据这个 NCC 的报告。
And according to the report.
整个美国的信徒大概有4,071位。
There is approximately 4,000 members in the U.S.
那 active member 就是活跃的信徒，也就是每一个月至少来参加教会聚会一次的，大概有2,800个。
And there are approximately 2,800 active members. Those are the members who come to church at least once per month.
也就是说，在美国所有受洗过的信徒，有七个，十个里面有七个，每一个月都会来教会至少聚会一次。
So which is to say that in 7 out of 10 members in the U.S. will come to a church at least once every month.
那换句话说，就十个里面已经受洗过有三个，一个礼拜一个月连教会来一次都没有。
On the other hand, it means that of all the baptized members in the U.S., there's 3 in 10 who do not even come to church at least once.
那如果我们圣经了解得很清楚，我们知道信仰就是神跟人的关系，这是一切的根本。
And we understand the Bible, we'll understand that the root of our faith is our relationship between us and God.
所以人生最重要就是要持守信仰。
And the most important thing in life is to hold on to this faith.
那如果我们看这个报告里面有关于我们太平洋教会。
And if we look at this report regarding our Pacifica Church,
在太平洋教会负责牧养的区域，有138个信徒。
And in this Pacifica area, the area that's under Pacifica Church, there is 138 members.
然后每个月至少来教会聚会的大概有92位。
And each month, at least 92 members show up.
也就是说在我们太平洋教会里面大概有45个信徒受洗过一个月没有来过教会一次。
Which is to say that each of all the members here, there is approximately 45 members who do not even come to church at least
once. 那里面有一些是流失的。
And some are lost.
就是已经没有来教会了。
Those are people who don't come to church.
那这个告诉我们什么？
And what does this tell us?
就是受洗很重要。
It's important to be baptized.
但是我们要洗礼，要了解我们在信什么。
But to be baptized, we have to understand what is it that we believe in.
然后要有一个决心，为着我的信仰，我愿意付出代价。
And we have to have this determination and think, what would I be willing to give for my faith?
那这样什么事情发生，我们的信仰就不至于流失。
And in this way, no matter what happens, our faith will not be lost.
所以为什么说一个慕道朋友来要要求洗礼我们当然会为他洗礼，但是一定会请他来教会查考一段道理，明白了道理再洗礼。
And that's why when we have true seekers who come to our church, of course we want to baptize them, but we would want them to have a good understanding of the truth before we baptize them.
因为明白的道理又决心守道这样信仰就可以持守得很久。
Because only when they understand the truth and they have this determination can they hold on to this faith.
那在约伯记里面记载约伯的信仰能曾经经历过两个考验。
And in Book of Job, it describes that in his life there were two trials.
那在这个两个考验里面证明约伯的信仰是很纯正的。
And the results of these two trials show that his faith there was this integrity.
哦，所以我们的信仰是不是很纯正呢？要经历考验。
So is our faith having this integrity? We need to go through these trials.
哦，那第一个考验就是在约伯记第一章。
And the first trial is in recorded in a book of Job, chapter 1.
哦，我们来看约伯记的第一章。
Let's look at book of Job, chapter 1.
哦，约伯记第一章。
Chapter
1. 第二节。
Verse 2.
约伯记第二章，第一章第二节第三节。
Job chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Verse 3. Also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East.
这里讲约伯有十个儿子。
Here it mentions that he has 10 children.
这是一个大家庭。
And this is a big family.
那约伯很有钱。
He was also very wealthy.
所以这里讲他有7,000的羊，3,000的骆驼。
So here it mentions that he has 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels.
那第三个约伯很出名。
And also he was famous.
所以第三节他在东方中的人中为至大。
In verse 3 mentions that he was the greatest of all the people of the East.
我们想想哦，一个人很有钱又很出名，被人尊重，这样的人哦，信仰是很大的考验。
And it's a great trial for a person when he has great fame, wealth, and respect of other people.
所以约伯也知道他的儿子在这样的环境长大，信仰不容易建立起来。
And Job understood that his children, growing up in this environment was difficult for them to have faith.
因为在第四节开始他的孩子常常摆宴席。
Because in verse 4 it mentions that their children would often have feasts.
那约伯就常常为他们祷告。
And Job would often pray for them.
因为这么舒服的生活环境约伯很怕他们心中弃掉神，犯罪。
Because in such comfortable lives, Job was worried that his children would forsake God.
所以一个人生活很享受，然后很安逸无虑，这个是信仰极大的考验。
So when a person is living in luxury and in a very comfortable and smooth life, this is a very great trial.
你想想看，我们人一生祷告最迫切的时候，常常是因为我们有需要。
And we can think back that when we prayed the earnest, it was when we were faced with difficulties.
但是安逸无虑，生活又很享受能够祷告很迫切，这真的是要有很好的信仰。
But it would require a lot of good faith for us to pray very earnestly when we are living in peace.
那在第一章第一节这个约伯这一个人的信仰完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And in chapter 1, verse 1, it mentions that Job was blameless and upright.
所以他这个人非常富有，很出名，被人尊重，但是他的信仰非常的纯正。
So Job was a wealthy person, he was famous and he was well respected, and even then he was blameless and upright.
这真的是不简单。
And this is difficult.
那更不简单的就是约伯的另外一个经历。
And another point is his another experience.
就是他失去了一切他所有的。
That he lost everything that he had.
也就是从第一章的十二节开始。
And it begins in chapter 1, verse 12.
他失去所有的牛羊，所有的财产。
He lost all his possessions.
他失去所有的仆人。
He lost all his servants.
甚至他失去他十个儿子。
And he even lost all his children.
所以只剩他跟他太太。
So he only had him and his wife left.
我们就来想如果今天我们信耶稣。
So today, if we believe in Christ.
孩子也死了。
Our children.If our children passed away,
事业也破产了,
and our career ended,
那我们是不是还会信耶稣?
We're bankrupt, will we still believe in Christ?
这个就是一个极大的考验。
And this is a great trial.
如果我们遇到极大的困难, 我还是会信耶稣。
if when we are faced with great trial and we still believe in Christ,
哦，那我们的信仰就很纯正。
Then which means that we have this integrity of our faith.
哦，但这非常不简单。
And this is something precious.
啊，要让我们啊遇到很大的困难，还是坚持我的信仰，这个就需要对神有很深刻的认识。
And in order for us to be able to hold on to our faith in great trial, we need to have a deep understanding of God.
哦，很多人信耶稣是为着神的恩典。
A lot of people believe in Christ for God's blessings.
哦，那神也真的很爱我们。
And God truly also loves us.
所以啊，我们信耶稣，体会到神的恩典。
So when we believe in Him, we receive His blessings.
啊，所以我们满心感谢神。
And we are thankful for God.
啊，觉得信耶稣很好，因为我得到很多神的恩典。
And we think it's good to believe in Christ because we receive these blessings.
啊，但是如果我们只认识神的恩典，不认识神。
But if we only recognize these blessings, but we do not recognize God.
我们有一天，我们失去所有外面的恩典。
And one day we lose these outward blessings.
我还会信耶稣吗？
Would I still believe in Christ?
我还会来教会拜神吗？
Would I still come to church and worship God?
这个就是信仰一个极大的考验。
And this is what one great trial of our faith.
这个就是约伯的信仰的考验。
And this was the trial that Job faced.
到底我为什么会敬拜神？
And we have to reflect, why is it that I believe in God?
有的人在拜偶像。
And some people worship idols.
我们知道拜偶像两个原因，就是发财保平安。
And there's two common reasons. One is to become wealthy, and the other is to have health, to have peace.
这是一般人拜偶像的原因。
And these are the common reasons why people believe.
所以如果我们到一些中国的餐馆去看很多的餐馆都有摆那个神明偶像。
And so if we visit some Chinese restaurants, we will see some idols.
他为什么会拜那个？因为那个就是发财保平安。
And why do they worship it? Because they want to become wealthy.
但是我们有看过很多人的报道有的那个偶像被丢到水沟里面，被丢到海边去。
But we have also seen news reports of idols being cast into the river.
为什么？因为他拜了以后没有发财，也没有平安，那我为什么要拜他？
Why is it? It's because those people, they worship the idol, but it did not bring them any profit, so they cast it away.
那有的人就用这个观念来想到拜神。
And some people transfer this type of thinking towards worshiping God.
如果我拜神，真的神看顾我、保护我、祝福我，当然我要继续拜。
So if I believe in God and He bless me, of course I'll continue to worship God.
但是如果我拜神遇到困难，那我为什么要拜？
But if I believe in God and I face trials and troubles, why would I want to continue?
所以信仰会经历考验。
So our faith will go through trials.
那拜神跟拜偶像差在哪里？
So what's the difference between worshiping God and worshiping idols?
偶像是人造出来的神，它是假的神。
Idols are man-made gods. It's false.
所以偶像本身它不是神。
So idols themselves, they're not God.
所以我们没有拜偶像没有体验，把它丢掉，这个是很自然的。
So it's very natural for people to cast away the idol when they don't experience anything.
但是神不是偶像。
But God is not an idol.
神不是人造出来的。
God is not made by men.
所以我们如果要拜神，要真的了解我拜的神是什么神。
So when we believe and worship God, we need to first understand. What is God?
我们现在来看约伯记的第一章。
Let's first turn to Job chapter 1.
20节。
Verse 20. Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped.
21节。
Verse 21. And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
22节。
Verse 22, in all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong.
这个地方在讲有人来报告约伯。
Here says that some people gave him reports.
牛羊死掉了。
your sheep and your cattle died.
你的仆人都死掉了。
Your servants died.
你的孩子都死掉了。
And your children died.
好，那在那个时候，约伯怎么反应？
And what was Job's reaction?
哦，当然他很痛苦啊。
Of course, he was in great pain. 哦，
自己的孩子有感情死掉，当然是很痛苦。
He loved his children and they passed away. Of course, he was suffering.
这个牛羊是他的财产啊。
And these cattle and sheep were his wealth.
所以失去财产当然是很痛苦啊。
And it's all, of course, very great suffering to lose one's wealth.
所以二十节哦，他撕裂外袍，埋伏在地。
So in verse 20, it mentions that he tore his robe and he fell to the ground.
啊，所以他是很痛苦的。
So he was in great pain.
啊，但是虽然很痛苦啊。
But even though he was in great pain,
你可以看到在对痛苦的时候，他对信仰的态度是什么。
We can see in his suffering his attitude towards his faith.
啊，他说：“我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的神是收取的，也是神。”
He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away."
啊，所以人是空手来，到最后人也是空手而离去。
So people come naked, and people go away without anything.
那下去，神的名是应当称颂的。
And he also said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord."
啊，所以我们拜神最重要的原因不是神给我什么。
So the most important thing of our worship in God is not what God can give us.
啊，拜神最重要的原因是神本身是很伟大的，是值得我们拜的。
The most important reason should be that God is because God is great and He is worthy of our worship.
我们在美国很多人为着球赛在疯狂。
And in the U.S., a lot of people are very into sports.
哦，有一次我在搭火车。
One time I was on a train.
啊，在半路，忽然间啊，一对信徒上来，一对夫妻。
And a couple from our church came aboard.
啊，两个夫妻，两个就穿着那个啊。那个棒球队的那个衣服。
And the couple was wearing sports jerseys.
哦，因为他们是某一个队的球迷。
Because they're fans of a certain team.
他说你们要去哪里啊
？And I asked them, "Where are you going?"
他说要去看球赛。
They said we're going to see the game.
今天是他们啊所爱的那个球队在打棒球。
And today the team that I like is playing a game.
我在想哦，他买这套衣服也要钱。
And I thought this set of clothes probably costs a little bit.
然后他要入场进去现场观看那个球票，有时候不便宜。
And to go into the stadium to watch the game, it sometimes is not cheap.
哦，然后去看再回来大概一天就去了。
And to go to the stadium and coming back home, it probably takes up the whole day.
哦，到底那个球队给他什么？
And what does this team give them?
一毛钱也没有给他。
They don't give them any penny, not even a penny.
那一毛钱也没有给他，他为什么愿意花钱花时间去看他们打球呢？
And if this team doesn't even give them anything, any penny, why do they spend this time and effort to go see them?
因为就觉得这个球队打得很好啊，所以我就是他们的球迷。
And probably because this team is really good at what they do, and so they are their fan.
那世界上有很多人啊，他在网站上有很多的跟随者。
And nowadays on the internet, in social media, some people have a lot of followers.
有的跟随者是几百人，有的是几千万人。
And some people have hundreds of followers, and some people have millions of followers.
那你就问这些人你跟随他到底他给你什么
？And you will wonder what when you follow these people, what do you get in return?
答案他也没有给你什么，一毛钱也没有。
And they don't even give a penny out.
那他没有给你一毛钱，你怎么会去跟随他
？And they don't give you even a penny. Why would you follow them?
我就是觉得这个电影明星演得很好。
Probably one would might say, this actor or actress is really good at acting.
那这个人很伟大。
Or this is a really great person.
所以我就拥护他，要跟随他。
So I follow this person.
所以在世界上啊，我们在跟随一个人，在崇拜一个人，在拥护一个人，有时候我们本身并没有得到什么。
And so in this world, when we follow someone and we we're their fan. We don't get anything in return.
只是因为他很突出，他很伟大，所以我敬拜他，我跟随他。
But it's only because they have this talent and that they're great that we follow them.
好，那如果这样的话哦，我们就来看我们在拜的神是什么。
But then, if we look back, then let's look at what God is like.
好，所以这里讲了神的名是应当称颂的。
Here mentions that blessed be the name of the Lord.
哦，神的名就是耶稣啊。
And the name of the Lord is Jesus.
哦，耶稣是值得我们称颂的。
And Jesus is worthy of our praise.
这个名是最伟大的名。
His name is the greatest of all.
这个存在是最伟大的存在。
And his existence is the greatest of all.
神的存在跟我们每一个人是最重要的。
And the existence of God is the most important.
失去神，我们就失去了一切。
And when we lose God, we lose everything.
得到神，我们就得到一切。
And when we gain God, we gain everything.
哦，没有神就没有我。
If there was no God, then I wouldn't exist.
但是没有我还有神。
But if I don't exist, God still exists.
哦，所以我们拜神主要原因是因为神是值得我们拜的。
And so we worship God because He is worthy of our worship.
哦，不是说他给我什么我就拜他，他不给我我就不拜他。
It's not because, I'll worship Him if He gives me something.
好，我们来看但以理书第二章。
Let's turn to Book of Daniel chapter 2.
啊，但以理书的第二章。
Book of Daniel chapter 2.
第二章的二十节。
Daniel chapter 2 verse 20.
好，请。但以理书第二章二十节。
Daniel chapter 2 verse 20. Verse 20. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever.For wisdom and might are his.
21.
Verse 21. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding.
22.
Verse 22. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness and light dwells with him.
23.
Verse 23. I thank you and praise you.O God of my fathers, you have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what you ask, what we asked of you.
23节说，我列祖的神啊，我感谢你，我赞美你。
In verse 23, it says, I thank you and praise you.
好，然后我们刚刚读的二十节就在讲神的名是应当称颂的。
And in verse 20, it says, Blessed be the name of God.
啊，从亘古到永远啊，因为智慧能力都属乎他。
Forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his.
哦，所以神很伟大。
So God is great.
为什么
？Why is it?
神的智慧无穷。
Because God's wisdom is infinite.
你看，如果在美国读到一个博士学位。
So if you're pursuing education and you have PhD.
甚至拿到一个诺贝尔奖金。
Or even if you receive a Nobel Prize.
那只不过是发现神创造宇宙定理的一部分而已。
And that is only for discovering a little bit of what God has created.
那这整个宇宙的创造里面有多少的智慧？我没有办法了解。
And within this creation of God, there's so many things that we yet understand.
所以一个人如果很突出，值得我们敬拜，那创造万物的神，他的智慧无穷，更值得我们敬拜。
So if there's one person who has great talent and we think this person is worthy of our following, then furthermore, God.
好，那下面说能力也属乎他。
And here also mentioned that all the power belongs to him.
神的能力极其伟大。
And his power is great.
所以21节。
Verse 21.
他改变时候日期。
He changes the times and the seasons.
所以整个世纪的变化在神的掌控中。
And so the changes of seasons is within God's hands.
白天晚上这个改变，这个在神的掌控中。
And the changes between a day and night is also within God's hands.
所以神的能力非常大。
So God's power is immense.
那二十节下面说，废王立王， 都是在神的掌控中。
And also here he removes kings and raises up kings.
所以整个人类的历史都是在神的掌控中。
And so the history of mankind is also in his hands.
所以圣经里面有很多的预言。
So in the Bible there are many prophecies.
神说什么会发生，这将来真的发生了。
God said what will happen, and indeed it happens.
公元前八百年，以赛亚书预言，救主耶稣出生。
And in 800 BC, Prophet Isaiah prophesies about the birth of Christ.
八百年后真的是照这样实现了。
And after 800 years, it indeed happened.
为什么？
Why?
神的能力掌控人的历史。
Because the power of God controls the history of mankind.
西西家得了必死的病。
When Hezekiah received an illness and was about to die,
他向神哭。
He cried and prayed to God.
结果神就给他15年的寿数。
Then God gave him 15 more years.
真的他的病就好了。
And indeed his illness was cured.
所以神的能力是这么大，他掌管我们的生死祸福。
So God is great. He has control over every part.
所以为什么神值得我们拜？他的能力，他的智慧是无穷的。
So why is it that God is worthy of our praise? It's because His power is infinite.
如果我们在拜神所创造的人，我们更应该拜创造人的那一位神。
And if we pray, if we praise and follow the people that God created, then furthermore we need to praise and worship God.
我们想想看，在我们一生里面，你崇拜多少人
？So if you think back, how many people do you revere?
这些人有的都已经死了。
And some people already passed away.
有的我们现在崇拜，再过不久他也死了。
And some people who are still alive, and after a while they'll also pass away.
那这一些人，他是在神的创造跟掌控中。
And even these people are under the control of God.
好，我们看诗篇的113篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 113.
诗篇113篇。
Psalm 113.
第一节
Verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise all servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
这个第一节说要赞美神，要赞美神的名。
Here mentions praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
你想想看我们多少时候在赞美人呢？
So, how often do we praise people?
哇，你真的很有才华。
Oh, you're full of talent.
那画家画的真好。
Or this artist has made a really good artwork.
如果你到大自然看，为什么这么漂亮？
And when you step into nature, why is it so wonderful?
这是神的杰作啊。
And this is the art piece of God.
所以要赞美神啊。
So we need to praise God.
我们看第二节。
Verse 2. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore.
这里讲神的名是应当称颂的，从现在到永远。
Here mentions, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore.
也就是永远，神的名的伟大是永远的。
Which is to say that the greatness of the name of the Lord is forever.
因为神的存在是永远的。
Because God exists forever.
好，我们再看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised.
从日出之地到日落之处，就是所有的地方。
So from the rising of the sun to its going down, meaning all places.
从亚洲、美洲、欧洲、非洲，所有的地方，神都是很伟大的，都应该称颂。
The continents of Asia, Africa, Europe, and America, all over the place.
所以第四节。
Verse 4.The Lord is high above all nations, His glory above the heavens.
这里讲神超乎万民之上，他的荣耀高过诸天。
Here mentions the Lord is high above all nations, His glory above the heavens.
你想想看我们可以举出人类历史最伟大的五个人。
So if we think of the greatest person in history, five person in history.
然后我们再把他的伟大写出来。
And we write their great accomplishments.
然后我们再跟神来比较。
Then we compare those accomplishments to what God has done.
你就发现最伟大这些人都算不了什么。
Then you'll see that these five people, what they've done is nothing compared to God.
因为神的荣耀高过诸天。
Because the glory of God is above all.
每一次抬头看天。
Every time you lift up your eyes to the heavens.
真的是伟大。
It's great.
星星你算不完。
Of the stars, you cannot count them.
那星星跟我们这里的距离是用光年来计算的。
And the stars are so far away, it's measured in light years.
这个就是在讲神的荣耀。
And these are the glory of God.
所以神超乎万民之上。
So God is high above all nations.
如果我们会崇拜人啊，我们更应该要来敬拜神。
So if we uphold people and revere people, then we should even more uphold God.
好，我们再看诗篇一百一十三篇。
Let's continue to look at Psalm 113, verse 5. Who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high?
这个地方讲，谁像我们的神呢？他坐在至高之处。
Here mentions who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high.
什么是至高之处？
What is this highest point?
在天国。
It's in heaven.
神有他的宝座。
God has his throne.
神就坐在那里。
And God sits on his throne.
如果美国的总统很伟大。
If the president of the U.S. is very great.
神更伟大，因为他坐在天国。
Then God is even greater because he sits in heaven.
我们再看诗篇113篇第七节第八节。
Let's continue to look at Psalm 113 verse 7 and 8. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, verse 8, that he may seat him with the prince of his people.
这神可以改变一个人从贫寒变成王子。
God can raise poor out of the dust and lift him up to be prince.
所以如果神要提升我们，你就发现你就一直往上升。
So if God wants to lift us up, we will raise up.
好像约瑟一样。
Just like Joseph.
一直升到最后升到变宰相。
He was lifted up into, to be a prime minister.
所以约伯认识神。
So Job knew God.
他知道神的伟大是没有办法比较的。
He knew the greatness of God is incomparable.
因此虽然在生活中遇到很多的困难。
So even though in his life he faced a lot of difficulties.
他说神的名是应该称颂的。
He still said God's name is worthy to be praised.
那这个就是我们信仰的纯正。
And this is the integrity of our faith.
所以信耶稣不是跟神交换条件。
So when we believe in Christ, it's not a transaction.
神啊，你给我什么，我一定好好拜你。
God, please give me this, and I'll worship you in return.
如果教会条件，有一天我们祷告得不到，那神我不拜你了。
In this way, if we think like this, then when one day we don't receive what we want, then we will lose our faith.
因为你的伟大是因为你给我什么。
Because then we've considered the greatness of God as the things that he gives.
所以你如果不给我什么，你就不伟大。
If you don't give me this, then you're not great anymore.
那这样的神是我们自己造出来的神。
Then this mentality of God is what we thought.
神有没有给我们什么？到最后，神本身本就是很伟大。
But regardless of what God gives us, God is great.
那我们再看这个约伯的太太在拜神就不一样。
But if we look at Job's wife.
同样一个家庭啊，两种不同的信仰。
So they're from the same family, but they have this different faith.
从表面上看起来，约伯跟他太太都在拜神。
On the surface, both of them worshipped God.
看不出有什么不同。
You cannot see the difference.
但是当这一对的夫妻遇到困难
，But when this couple faced difficulty,
我们就知道他们的信仰真的是不同。
We can see that there was a difference in their faith.
好，我们现在回来看约伯记的第二章。
Let's turn back to Job chapter 2.
约伯记的第二章。
Job chapter 2.
第四节跟第五节。
Verse 4 and 5. So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life." Verse 5.But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you and to your face.
在第一章跟第二章里面，我们看到有神也有魔鬼。
In chapter 1, we see that there was God and there's also Satan.
那神就是要祝福人。
and God wanted to bless people.
哦，好像他祝福约伯一样。
Just like how he blessed Job.
哦，那魔鬼的工作是什么？
But what was the job of Satan?
魔鬼的工作就是要控告。
And the job of Satan is to accuse.
哦，所以当神非常的满意，竟然有一个约伯哈，敬畏神，远离恶事。
So when God was pleased with Job, how he was upright.
哦，魔鬼就控制了，控告了。
And so Satan came and accused him.
哦，他敬拜你，当然有原因呢。
And he said, "Of course, he has a reason to worship you."
哦，因为你看顾他平安嘛。
Because you give him peace.
哦，然后你把这个平安拿掉，他就不会拜你。
But if you remove this peace, he will not worship you.
哦，那魔鬼就下来攻击约伯。
And so Satan came to attack Job.
哦，所以人会受苦，有时候是因为魔鬼的工作。
So sometimes when we suffer, it's because the work of Satan.
哦，所以魔鬼就下来攻击约伯。我们看啊，第二章的第五节。
So if we look at chapter 2, verse 5. But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face.
哦，所以魔鬼说，你伤害他的骨头啊，他必当面弃掉你。
It says, touch his bone and flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face.
啊，那第六节、第七节啊，开始撒旦就下来，就开始攻击约伯。
So in verse 6 and 7, Satan came again to attack Job.
哦，为什么撒旦允许约伯？神允许约伯啊，撒旦这样做
？Why is it that God allowed Satan to do this?
因为神知道约伯的信仰很纯正。
Because God knew that Job has an integrity.
这是神的荣耀。
And this was the glory of God.
那如果神允许他下来啊，约伯受到苦之后还是这么纯正，那撒旦就没话可讲了。
And so, if Job facing this calamity and still held on to his faith, then Satan will not have any more thing to accuse him of.
好，我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8. And he took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself will he set in the midst of the ashes.
好，第九节。
Verse 9. Then his wife said to him, Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die.
好，第十节。
Verse 10. But he said to her, You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
哦，我们看哦，受苦的不是约伯的太太。
So Job's wife was not the one suffering.
受苦的是约伯本身的。
But it was Job himself suffering.
哦，那约伯的苦哦，真的我们现在没有办法比啊。
And we cannot compare to his suffering.
哦。所以第八节哈，在胡灰中拿瓦片来刮他的身体。
And in verse A, it mentioned that he took a potsherd and scraped himself with it.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他的太太对他，你还持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神，死的算了吧。
And then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die."
啊，可见约伯的太太在拜神是一种功利出发点。约伯的太太在拜神是因为功利，因为得到利益。
So, Job, as we can see here, that Job's wife, she worshipped God because she received something from God.
所以，看到这个肉体的平安没有了，他就跟他先生讲，弃掉神了，死了算了，不要拜了。
So when this peace was gone, she forsook God.
哦，那约伯怎么回答？
But how did Job respond?
啊，说你这个愚顽的妇人，难道我们从神得福也不受祸吗？
And he responded, "You speak as one of the foolish women speak. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?"
所以约伯继续敬拜这一位伟大的神。
So Job continued to worship this great God.
那然后我们回到第二章的第四节。
Let's look back at chapter 2, verse 4.
啊，你虽跟激动我攻击他无故悔，他仍然持守他的纯正。第三节，请。
Verse 3. Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man? One who fears God and shuns evil, and still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incite me against him to destroy him without cause.
也就是说，约伯在遇到困难的时候，他的信仰哦，对神的态度没有改变。
Which is to say that when Job was faced with calamity, he held fast to God, and he did not change.
但是啊，凡事都有定时啊，约伯的受苦不是永远的。
But there's a time for everything. His suffering was not forever.
哦，我们到约伯记的后面就看到约伯对神体验越来越深。
And if we look at the towards the end of book of Job, we will see that he experienced God.
他的痛苦过去了。
His suffering ended.
啊，神就赐福给他，什么都是加倍的。
And God blessed him even more.
哦，所以我们的信仰生活会有考验。
So in our life of faith, there will be trials.
哦，有时候考验就是神给我们很多的福气。
And sometimes our trial is such that God gives us a lot of blessings.
我们的信仰还很纯吗？
Will we hold on to our integrity?
啊，另外一个考验就是神把一些福气都拿回去。
And another trial may be that God takes away these blessings.
我们还信神吗？
Do we still believe in God?
如果我们经过这两个考验都还拜神，
If we can pass these two trials and still hold on to God,
那我们的信仰是纯正的。
Then our faith has this integrity.
我们要从神得到极大的奖赏。
Then we will receive even greater blessing from God.
所以这就是我们努力的目标。
So this is a goal that we pursue.
持守信仰的纯正。
To hold on to the integrity of our faith.
来从神得到更大的恩典。
To receive even greater blessing from God.
啊，唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
400